listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. And block your ears if you're planning on flying with Qantas this holiday season. 99% of the airline's domestic cabin crew has just voted in favour of industrial action, unhappy with only a 3% pay rise and a proposal to extend shift times. No date has been announced. An international drug ring has been dismantled down under. More than 300 kilos of meth and cocaine, as well as over $2.5 million in cash, have been seized. Detective Superintendent Peter Fox from New South Wales Police says six men have been arrested in Sydney, as well as another in the US.
Organised crime groups do want to try and work collaboratively to avoid law enforcement detection. But conclusively, what it has shown is us working with all our partner agencies, not only in New South Wales and Australia, but around the world, we will identify these people and we'll dismantle their syndicates.
Indian police say they've searched the hometown of a man believed to be behind the murder of Toya Cordingley. The 24-year-old was found dead on a Cairns beach while walking her dog in 2018. Authorities in India say the suspect's parents have not met with him in some 4 years. And hundreds have been protesting in Edinburgh after a Supreme Court ruled that Scotland could not legally hold another independence referendum. It's a step back for a Scottish government plan to break away from the United Kingdom. The last one was held in 2014, where 55% voted against independence. It's probably motorsport's worst kept secret, but it's been confirmed Daniel Ricciardo will be a reserve driver for Red Bull next year. The Aussie will remain in the Formula One after finishing his last race with McLaren earlier this week. Cricket Australia has been reportedly told Justin Langer will not interact with players when he features in Channel 7's broadcast this summer. It comes after the former coach took aim at Test captain Pat Cummins and the anonymous cowards he blames for his messy exit. And Japan stunned Germany 2-1 at the FIFA World Cup overnight.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.